For the 11th straight night, France has been rocked by violence. Angry youth set fire to hundreds of cars and trucks. They threw Molotov cocktails at shops, schools, and churches, and fired on police. France's worst civil unrest in decades began last month after the deaths of two teenagers of Tunisian and Mauritanian origin. President Jacques Chirac has vowed to punish those responsible. Later today, the prime minister is to announce a plan to tackle the violence. Eleanor Beardsley has more from Paris.
In the suburb of Grigny, south of Paris, rioters fired at police, upping the ante in a battle that raged through the weekend.
Madame, Monsieur, bonsoir. Dans l'actualité de ce dimanche, la première.
The French news was full of horror stories as rampaging youth continued to burn cars, schools, gymnasiums, and shops. The violence spread to cities from Normandy in the north to the southern Mediterranean coast, and for the first time it entered the city of Paris. The Paris office of daily newspaper Libération is just around the corner from where several cars were burned. Social commentator Eric Favreau says that while the continuation of the unrest is troubling, it is being carried out by a small minority.
Most people in these communities are against the violence. The inhabitants don't want it. The Muslims don't want it. Even the drug dealers don't want it. But the problems in these suburbs have been left to stagnate for 30 years, and somehow they're right. The more they burn cars, the more we pay attention to them.
Over the weekend across Paris's suburbs, citizens called for an end to the violence. Peace marches were held in several communities, including Clichy-sous-Bois, where the violence began following the accidental electrocution of two boys allegedly hiding from authorities. There, the African father of one of the boys, who has lived in France for 30 years, held a press conference. He begged the young people to stop the rioting that began in his son's name. Muslim community members like Samir Mihi say they are working to calm the youth, but it's not easy.
The one thing that keeps coming back is the kids' bad rapport with the police. They're constantly put through abusive ID checks and treated aggressively. And they're supposed to respect the police, but the police don't respect them.
Meanwhile, the French government has been locked in back-to-back crisis meetings. Public calls for the resignation of Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy have intensified. Sarkozy is accused of fanning the flames of violence by calling the rioting youth scum and hoodlums, while vowing to clean out the suburbs with a power hose. Despite the swirling controversy, Sarkozy's approval ratings remain at 57%.
L'évolution des choses suppose.
In a short televised message last night, his first public comments on the rioting, President Chirac said that the French Republic was stronger than those who wanted to sow violence and fear. But as the spreading violence captures the world's attention and has even drawn travel warnings from several countries, the problem of the French suburbs has now become a national concern. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.